This is Matt.
This is Sean.
And this is Mike, and you're listening to Ranks for Nothing. We're a podcast, and we discuss things that we've been watching and listening to, and sometimes we draft and rank things that we do. And this week, we are drafting our favorite best picture movies that have won Oscars from the Academy Awards. So we're going back from beginning of time Academy Awards, and we're going to be picking our favorite movies that have won Best Picture. So we're doing fantasy rules. First pick this week is Matt. I will have second pick. Sean will be third. And then it goes back around. So it goes Sean, Mike, Matt, Matt, Mike, Sean, blah, 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 blah. Sound good, guys?
Yep.
Sounds good.
So, Matt, you get first pick. So what is your favorite Best Picture movie?
All right, I'm going to take 2007's Best Picture winner, which is No Country for Old Men.
Ooh, that's a good one.
No Country.
That's a good one.
That one's really good.
I like it a lot. That is good.
But
that's probably my favorite Coen Brothers movie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I always forget they directed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of an oddball form. Yeah.
Man, it's a shame because that same year, fucking This Will Be or There Will Be Blood was nominated as well. And those, man, those are like my two favorite movies of that year. And it was so hard to pick one.
I was shooting for There Will Be Blood in that. I like There Will Be Blood more than No Country.
I think I like it like a hair more than No Country.
Yeah, I remember me and Jen, I love fucking Daniel Day-Lewis. Jen loves Daniel Day-Lewis. So we went to that movie just on the basis of knowing that Daniel Day-Lewis was in it. And Paul Thomas Anderson directed it.
Uh-huh.
And those two facts alone, we didn't know anything else about the movie. We're just like, yeah, we're going to go see this movie. I don't want to know anything about it. And we just went. And that opening scene where it's just like no one's talking and it's like the desert and there's those weird goddamn sounds from those weird ass instruments that they use to score the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like 5 minutes in and no one said anything yet. We're just like, what the fuck is this movie? And then we were on the roller coaster and goddamn, that movie was amazing.
Yeah, yep.
It was real good.
But No Country won and No Country was really good too.
Yeah, fucking, what's the assassin's name in that movie?
Javier Bardem.
That's the guy's name, but the character's name isn't like fucking Chigar, isn't it? I think it's that.
I don't remember the character's name.
Funky name. But man, his character was so fucking odd.
Yes.
And just did such evil shit, but you still liked him because he was so interesting and such a weird guy.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't like him because he was like a likable person. You just liked him because he was interesting and weird.
That's a very odd character.
I know what you mean.
With,
everything about that movie was just odd and weird.
Is that Daniel Day-Lewis's character? He's like the main guy.
Oh, we're talking about No Country.
No Country. With what's his name? Is the like the good guy? Fucking Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Okay.
That's another. I like that. How he? Well, I guess it's spoilers, but it's kind of old. Anyways, but
you haven't seen that movie. Fuck you.
But I like that.
Turn this shit off.
His character dies. And you do not see that coming. Like he just gets killed kind of like off screen. It kind of sucks, but it's just like, oh, that was fucking, did not expect that coming.
I actually watched that movie like maybe like two or three, maybe like a month ago at the most, and because Jessica had never seen it. So we watched it. And I was like, I kind of fucking forgot that he died.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's awesome.
And the bad guy gets away and it's like, it's the total opposite of what you'd expect.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good movie though.
It is.
Yeah. So
it's my favorite.
My pick is... Second pick overall. This is my favorite movie, probably if not favorite, top three easily.
I kind of know where you're going.
And it's American Beauty.
I knew it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
That movie, it's so good. I like that movie for so many different reasons. I like it for Kevin Spacey's character, Lestin Burnham, who is probably one of my favorite characters in movies, period. That character's
pretty awesome.
Everything he does just like... the best.
It's like the ultimate doesn't give a fuck character.
Yep.
Yeah. Totally. And just to see that transition of like giving a fuck in the beginning to like losing it and then to just being like, fuck it.
Totally.
I'm gonna
free.
Live my life the way I want. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. The whole like shedding of suburban whatever and all that shit. And it's good. It's great. And then Sam Mendes, who I think I've said it even on here before that he's one of my favorite directors. Just stuff he does, and he just captures moments pretty good.
What else has he done?
Sam Mendes did, off the top of my head, Road to Perdition.
Oh, okay.
He did Revolutionary Road. Good. Yeah, Road to Perdition is amazing.
Still haven't seen
it. He did Revolutionary Road, which is a brutal movie. It's just about like people falling out of love, and it's brutal. And then he did Jarhead.
Oh, okay.
And Away We Go.
I haven't seen that one.
With Krasinski and the girl from Saturday Night Live. What the hell's her
Kristen
name?
Kristen
Wiig? No, the other one. Maya Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that was a really good movie, too. And then he did more recently, he did the two newest Bond movies. He did Skyfall and Spectre.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know that. Didn't know he was much of an action guy.
Yeah, and that's what I like about him is he can kind of do a whole bunch of different things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he goes, his first movie directed was American Beauty, and then the next movie he does is Road to Perdition, which is not complete opposite, but just like a totally different tone of movie. And then he goes to Jarhead, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like three crazy movies that are all really good in different genres.
American Beauty was his first movie?
Yeah, that was his first movie directed. Yeah, and then that's
great. He fucking knocked it out of the park.
And that was
first
like Yeah, that was like one of the big things about him was like that he kind of like not came out of nowhere, because I'm guessing you don't just come out of nowhere and direct a movie like that.
Yeah. So, Sean, what's yours?
Next? Okay.
You got two back to back here.
I got two. Oh, shit. Well, actually, I had American Beauty on my list, so I'm scratching that one.
Okay.
I had a feeling you were going to pick that as your number one anyway. So,
bitches.
fuck. I'm going to go, I actually have two of the same star actor on here, so I'm going to go with Dances with Wolves.
Ah, Dances with Wolves.
Such a good movie for me, for like nostalgic wise, and like growing up, like Mike, our mom fucking A, loves that movie, and B, loves Mel Gibson. So it kind of...
Mel Gibson isn't in that movie.
Yeah,
not Mel Gibson, Kevin Costner, my bad.
Kevin Costner.
My bad. Not Mel Gibson. Well, she loves him too, but anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why I watched that movie so much growing up. I don't know how. I don't know why. But
yeah, we did watch that movie a lot.
Yeah. Like we had I know Pop always like had mock that movie of like the whole like Indian language. Yeah. It was always, I don't know why, he always had like tong. He always just like make fun of it. Yeah, he always just like make fun of it, which is fucking hilarious. But but going back, like, I don't know how long ago since you watched that movie.
I haven't watched it
since. I haven't
seen
it in a couple of years. It's been a while.
I watched it like maybe like a year or two ago. Probably like a year or so ago when it like first hit like Netflix again. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this movie's kind of fucked up. Like it is. The storyline, yeah, like going back, like it's between like fucked up and just like, man, there's a lot of weird shit that happens in this movie that I did not remember as a kid.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, as a kid, I think you remember like the fight scenes.
Yeah, just the cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't really know what the hell's really going
story
on.
Storyline.
Like, yeah, whatever.
It's pretty intense. So that's pretty cool. That's why I kind of like went for those. I was kind of like, when I rewatched it, I was kind of like, took off and was like, damn, this actually is a really fucking cool movie.
Yeah.
As an adult and a kid.
Yeah. And fucking Kevin Costner had a couple of like interesting movies in that period.
Yeah, he did.
He did Waterworld was not too long after that.
Yeah.
Which Waterworld gets a lot of shit, but that movie's...
I like that movie.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that movie too.
That movie's cool.
It's not bad.
It's such a weird movie.
It is a weird... Yep. It is a weird premise.
And The Postman... Have you guys seen The Postman?
I've never seen that one.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's worth watching. It's another... It's if you liked Waterworld, it builds off of like the same type of movie.
Is it like Waterworld a Civil War type of movie?
No, it's actually like... set in the future.
Oh, weird. Okay.
It's like a post-apocalyptic movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
It takes the role of like off. A mailman or some shit.
Yep. Yeah, he basically is like, he's fleeing something. He's running away from something, and he finds like an old mail truck, like some sort of thing, and so he uses the uniform and stuff to kind of get away, like to hide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and then people see him and like, hey, take this. You're the postman. And like, he becomes like this thing.
Eh.
So it's kind of funny. Like, he, like, reluctantly becomes, like, this postman.
It's weird. I feel like he'd be, like...
It is weird.
Delivers babies or something. I don't know if...
Yeah, it's an interesting, like, world-building movie. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it's a cool, like, environment that gets built out of it.
Didn't he direct that
one? It's got, like, a... I think he might have. But it's got that same thing, like kind of water world, like almost Mad Max-y type of feel to it. You know what I mean? But yeah. So, all right, Sean, what's your next pick?
I was gonna go with the kind of the same kind of like war aspect, but I might mix it up. I have like there's like three more movies on my fucking list.
You only get two more picks.
No shit. I'm gonna go Braveheart. Fuck it.
Braveheart, nice.
Yeah, good movie. Great movie.
I had Braveheart on my list.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Braveheart.
But what?
How have you never seen Braveheart?
Jesus. I remember when it came out. It's like, man, I don't really care. I'm not interested in it.
Dude, it's so good. It's so.
I think
good.
It's my dad's favorite movie.
Braveheart's amazing. You know what's funny is I was kind of like that with that Gladiator movie with Russell Crowe.
I never seen that.
Oh, really?
Like everyone was always like, ah, it's so good. And I was like, eh, I don't know if I want to see it. But then I ended up watching it. It's really good. Yeah. But Braveheart's amazing. I can't believe you haven't seen Braveheart.
Yeah, seriously. It's really care for it. It's seriously, when you watch it, at the end, it's like, did I just watch like three fucking movies? What happened? I feel like there's like so much shit. It's 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's about 3 hours.
It's close to 3 hours. Yeah. That's for sure. But it's got like so much shit happening in it that it makes you feel like you watch like a fucking week's worth of movies.
Like a miniseries.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
It's cool though.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's got like everything from like love and lust to war and fucking like hatred and fucking everything. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and that like and the cool thing is like the brutality of like
That's got super gory aspects. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing that was like a big deal back then how gory it was for its time.
Yeah. Yep. It's cool. It's awesome. And that was like the start of like I love Mel Gibson as a director. That movie's great. Apocalyptico is great. I haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge yet, but I want to. And even Passion of the Christ, which I don't like that subject matter or really was crazy about the movie, but he knows how to make a movie. You know what I mean? Like, I still respect the movie that he made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like everything that he's kind of like behind, like production wise, it's like it turns out really good. So can't knock that.
No, I guess not.
Can't fucking knock it, man. Braveheart's good, man.
Yeah.
Can't believe you said
it. Yeah, I don't know how you've never seen that. Are you a Lethal Weapon fan? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's your thing. I guess I'm just not a huge Mel Gibson fan.
Maybe not.
I don't know why.
Lethal Weapon's great.
Like he's all right, but I don't know.
Yeah. But he's still in some good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You need to see Braveheart. That's your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to
check. Totally.
That movie's so long, though. 3 hours? Fuck, dude.
Dude, it's worth it, man. It's worth it.
Yeah, maybe. I'll try it. So I think it's on Netflix, isn't it?
It is. I think it just got re-put on there, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I just saw it.
Oh, yep. Now you got to watch it.
Fuck.
Yeah, totally. You're obligated.
We're going to break a finger every time you do it.
A half hour a day.
Yeah, there you go. Just break it up. Oh, man. All right. I'm up next. There's a couple movies that I really want to say. And I don't know if I should go for my favorite of the list or the one.
I don't know. Might get taken.
I don't think so. They're movies I don't think you guys will take.
Oh, really?
I'm going to go. Yeah, really. I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies of all time, On the Waterfront. Marlon Brando.
That's a World War II movie, isn't it?
No, it's a post like Depression era type of movie, I think.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember the time period that it takes place in. But On the Waterfront came out in 1954. For a while, I don't remember what it was. It was on like a Marlon Brando hit kick and just started watching all of his movies. And it's one of those like it's got the line I could have been a contender in it, so it's like that famous line thing.
And that's what that one's from?
Yeah, he plays he's basically like an old boxer and then he's working on a thing and it's got a lot of like cool undertones. Aliyah Kazan, I don't know how you say his last name, wrote it. And this was during like the McCarthy era. of like naming names and like all that type of like communist bullshit that was going on back then. So there's a lot of like undertones of like union type of shit, and it's got a lot of cool stuff going on that kind of like made sense, not only then, but still is kind of relevant. And Marlon Brando is amazing. Like, it's one of these things, like, you watch The Godfather and you're like, yeah, he's good. And then you watch like some of the other movies, like more newer ones, and you're like, yeah, he's a really good actor. But you see these old movies like this, and then like A Streetcar Named Desire and stuff like that, and you really kind of see what the big deal is all about. Like, you watch this movie and you're just like, Jesus, that dude fucking changed acting. Like, he really did. Like, you see it, like, because you watch a lot of old movies, and at least for me, like, especially like a lot of old black and white movies and stuff from the 50s and before, and to me, like, they all just seem so fake, like theatrical, you know what I mean? Mm. And he kind of comes onto the scene and it's not theatrical. It feels real. Like, and I guess he was probably like one of the first, like, what, like the method actor type of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of see that kind of change, and it becomes this new thing, and it's really neat to watch. It's kind of like how Citizen Kane kind of changed like the way movies were made. I feel like Marlon Brando was like one of the big things in what changed how actors kind of approached movies. So On the Waterfront, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a really good movie, and it has like a modern pace to it, which, you know how a lot of older movies sometimes kind of go slow.
Yeah. It's hard to watch older films.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, it was a different time. You know what I mean? It's just like, they don't hold up. Like, it's not even that they don't hold up. It's just like, there's a different beat going on back then. Uh-huh. And On the Waterfront. Yeah. On the Waterfront feels still kind of like it could have been made today. Like, obviously some things would change, but it wouldn't feel out of place. Like, just the pacing of it and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that.
All right. It's a good choice.
Yeah. All right. Good choice, guys.
All right, so does it make it my turn now?
Yeah, Matt, you are up.
All right, well, I'm going to go with 1975's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ooh,
oh, that was the other one on there.
Yeah, I always,
that I was going to take.
I never seen that movie.
Really? This one? Oh, this one is really good.
Yeah, that movie's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never seen it.
And fucking Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it's got so many people. I guess not so many, but it's got a couple people's, like, I don't know if they're their first movies, but like Danny DeVito and Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that movie's awesome. That was the other one that I was going back and forth on.
Yeah, so you should have said something. No.
I should have.
But yeah, this movie, I remember seeing it. I think the first time I saw it was probably like 2005 or so.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't really know much about it when I first saw it, but, and thinking like how we're just talking about how older movies are kind of slow and.
Yep.
Don't really have the attention span for movies like nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the movie still holds up really good. It's a little slow, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, the characters I know what you mean.
The characters in it are freaking, they're so different from one another, since they are all in a freaking loony bin. Mm-hmm. So everyone, you, I'm sure you'll have a favorite out of one of them all. But fucking,
yeah.
But what's her name? Louise Fletcher, who played Nurse Ratched. Man, mm-hmm. She's such a fucking cunt in that movie, but she's so good.
Yeah, that,
like, you love to hate her in that movie.
Yes, you do.
And then you totally,
that is a great movie.
You totally feel for Jack Nicholson's character and how he mm-hmm. fucking despises her. And how he feels how she's treating all the people in there, and it's so good.
Yeah, I need to watch that movie again. I haven't seen that since, it's been a while, probably about like 5-10 years now.
Yeah,
but yeah, same thing. It does have that same thing where. The 70s, there was a lot of really good movies made in like the 70s era.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was just like, it's one of those movies where you, like, people always say, oh, it's so good. And you're like, yeah, whatever. It's just, it's one of those things. But this is one of those movies that really is that good.
Yeah. It definitely holds up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's funny.
All right.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah. That's a good movie. That was one of the first times, like, seeing Jack Nicholson and being like, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's because he's another one of those where it's just like, sometimes you see him in like more modern movies and it just seems like he's kind of phoning it in. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And this was back in the day when he was like fucking, he was on his game.
Yeah. I think he was on his prime back then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like he was like legit crazy back then. I don't know why. Because I recently watched The Shining again and I was like, Damn, he had to be fucking out of his mind.
He's so fucking good in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, Shining's great.
I think somebody told me, or like maybe I read somewhere, but apparently like Robin Williams was like supposed to have that fucking role in The Shining instead of Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That would have fucking altered like everything and everyone.
That's weird.
Huh. I thought I heard that for Batman. I thought he was originally going to be the Joker.
Oh, really?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. He was supposed to be. I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be for The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Pretty nuts.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Want to get nuts?
But yeah, like as a kid, like that's all you really knew Jack Nicholson of as the Joker.
Yeah.
So then when you see him in like
actual
movies, it's like, oh man, he fucking really can act. He's not just a comic book character.
He actually is a crazy asshole.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right, Matt, you got another pick.
Oh, I go back to back. Let's see. I'll go for a newer movie. I'm going to do 2015 Spotlight.
Spotlight. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, really? I think that is on Netflix.
It is, and it's funny like how you are with Braveheart being long. I see Spotlight, and I'm like, do I really want to sit through a 3-hour movie?
I don't think that one's 3 hours.
Maybe it's not. It's I think it's over 2 though.
Yeah, but that movie's. I feel like you'd like that movie.
Yeah, I feel like what was that other one that it kind of reminded me of? The one with Brad Pitt and
Moneyball.
Yeah, no, not Moneyball. The one about the housing crisis.
Oh, fucking The Big Short. Yeah, because they came out the same year.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me. I had the impression that they were kind of like similar. Like different, obviously different subject matter, but like similar type of movie.
Yeah. Both kind of like a documentary type feel to it. Where it's kind of kind of slow feeling and too much dialogue that doesn't really go anywhere. But
yeah. But I loved The Big Short. That shit was good.
The Big Short was pretty good.
Yeah. The Spotlight's really that good.
Spotlight's great. It's about the.
What's so good about it?
Well, you know, it's about the. What was it? 2008. The when they investigated
the religious. The Catholic Church.
Yeah, in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They just all the characters are amazing. Freaking! I should probably pull it up here on Wikipedia, but I can't think of the
Michael Keaton's in it. I love Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton's like the manager.
Yeah, usually anything he's in, I like.
And then what's his name from? He's the fucking Hulk. Mark Ruffalo, he's got a little funny accent. It's not really, he doesn't have like a good Boston accent. He does like a weird kind of quirky thing. Like he's a weird like loner type journalist.
I like Mark Ruffalo though.
But yeah, he's really good in it. And then who else is in it? Fucking the one girl, what's her name?
Rachel McAdams?
Rachel McAdams, yes. She's.
You mean Amy Adams?
She's in everything. But that movie's so good because they really start digging into the whole freaking thing about the church and like how no one ever like dares to touch it because it's just going to be a fucking endless pit of trying to get somewhere, but they never find anything because they do such like a good job of hiding all it from the little kitties.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I got to watch it now. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch. It's one of those movies that's like, yeah, I want to watch that. And I just never do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It really hooks you in because like once the ball starts rolling and they start getting tips on like what churches to investigate and they start interviewing witnesses and like kids or adults that it happened to them when they were kids and interviewing them. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, man, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Maybe we'll watch it this week. Who knows?
I definitely recommend it.
I definitely recommend
what
watching my third pick of the night, which is, oh man, there's so many good movies left.
Yeah, which ones?
There's so many good ones.
so many good ones.
So many good ones. I'm going to go with just one that I enjoy watching the most over and over again, and that is The Departed.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
I was expecting something else.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Yes, it is.
And it's. I've seen that movie so many fucking times. It's so good.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that if it's on or if it's around and I'm not doing anything, I'm going to watch that movie just because it's on.
Yeah.
And it's so like realistically funny. Like there's like genuinely funny parts in it.
There is. And, yep, there's a lot of good one-liners too.
Yeah. Scorsese's awesome. Like, he makes really good movies. He probably should have won more. Scorsese should have won Best Picture before this one. Yeah. There's a couple of other really good movies that he should have won for, but
I say that's the first time he won too, wasn't it?
Yeah. For this one? Yeah. Yep. And he should have won before that, but whatever.
It's kind of like
Departed's awesome. There's so many good characters. Leo's character's
Alec
great.
Alec Baldwin's character is so good.
Alec Baldwin's great. Fucking, hey, go fuck yourself.
There's a lot of go maybe fuck yes. yourself. Okay,
smoking with you. Smoking with you. Hell freak, yeah, go fuck yourself.
maybe yes, maybe no, maybe go fuck yourself.
Then fucking Jack Nicholson's another fucking nut job in that one.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
Fucking Marky Mark's really good in it. There's just like endless amounts of
Matt
good.
Damon's really good in it. Matt everyone in that movie is really good in it.
Here's how crazy it is that I forget that Matt Damon's in the movie. Like, that's how.
Yeah. Nuts.
That's how much crazy shit's going on.
I feel like that's when Mark Wahlberg really shined. Like, when he came to, was in that one.
Yeah, for sure.
So I did not expect him to be good in that one at all.
Yeah, for a while you think like, oh, you know, it's he's a serviceable actor. Yeah. You know what I mean? He is what he is, mm-hmm. but.
I kind of wish he was in
you
more.
See that. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Small role.
But that's a great movie. Departed's awesome. Scorsese's awesome. And Departed is the only one he's won for, so by default he gets
that's
picked.
Crazy. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think he's won Best Director for some stuff. Yeah. But he never won
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Yeah. So didn't he get Best Documentary for that Rolling Stones thing? Did he win that?
I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't know. It's I brought up his thing and Academy Awards. He's only won. Yeah, he's only won that once.
Yeah. Should have got it for Casino.
You know, Goodfellas.
I feel like that's my favorite.
Raging, dude, fucking Raging Bull is amazing.
I've never seen it.
Have you seen Raging Bull? Oh, that's another one of those. Never seen it. It's another one of those old school movies that are just.
Is that the Robert De Niro when he's a boxer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit's good.
I think I've seen parts of that. That's about it.
Yeah. It's good. All right, so Sean, last pick of the night.
All right. I'm going to go kind of a curveball, and I'm just going to say Titanic.
What?
Really?
Yeah. There you go. It's a good movie. Fuck you.
I was not expecting Titanic.
Yeah, I was not expecting
Wild card, bitches. Well, I had a couple other movies on. I was like, those are good, but like, I haven't really like seen the other couple of movies I had on my list. Of, like, I've seen those like once, and that's about it.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
So you rewatch Titanic often, huh?
Yeah,
movie. I've seen it. I've probably seen it more than the other movies on my list for some reason. I don't know why. I don't want to talk about it. But it's good. Like, I had like two other ones besides the other ones. Like, the other ones, I was like, I know you're gonna pick, or it's on someone else's list, so I'll leave it. But other than that, like, I was like, I don't know. It's a good movie. I don't know.
Yeah, your heart just goes on. I get it.
Yeah, I guess so. That nude scene just really gets me, you know?
Kate Winslet, man. She was that was like prime Kate Winslet era.
Yeah. I also just like the story of like that Titanic in general. I don't know why, but it just fascinates me. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Like the Titanic, it gets a lot of shit, but it is a good movie.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It is.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's fun to make fun of, but it's also fun to like, oh, it's actually pretty good. Like, appreciate it.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is fucking great in pretty much everything he does. And this was like the first time that he kind of like, not that he didn't get respect before, but it was the first thing that kind of threw him into like that top tier.
The big picture scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Which he deserves. And it's awesome that he could have, like, after that movie, he could have just been the pretty boy lead actor.
Mm-hmm.
Type, you know what
just
I mean?
And instead,
he could have just sailed that shit into the sunset,
yeah,
and that would have been his thing. But he kept making really good, interesting movies, and props to that, mad props, brah.
Yeah, so Leo, if you're listening, we love you,
Leo. Come hang out with us. You can come guest on our podcast.
Come grieve the death of Boner with us, because we will.
Boner.
Yeah, from fucking
Come on, man.
Growing Pains.
No. This buddy from Growing Pains.
I don't think I ever watched it as a
Come
kid.
Come on. Oh,
you
are you
loser.
Serious? Jesus.
You haven't seen
Braveheart? You're striking out. You're 0 for 2 tonight.
Sorry, man. Yeah, I was watching Saved by the Bell all the time as a kid.
So was I. You had to mix it up.
Get out there, man.
It was just on syndication.
Meet some new people. Growing Pains, I think, was on syndication.
Yeah, but it wasn't as cool as Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Or Full House.
Oh, man. There's so many good movies, though, that couldn't make this list.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Yeah, I have about, like, another... I probably have the same amount of movies that I picked that, like, didn't win that I also would have seen like to win.
Yeah, yeah. I got a list of ones I wish that had won that year when something else shouldn't have won.
Yeah. Yeah. I had, like, they matched. Yeah.
But it's crazy. Like, there's some years where, like, all five or six or seven or whatever, how many there were, like, were all so really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Some honorable mentions. I really wanted to throw Braveheart. Birdman. I really liked Birdman.
Dude, that shit was weird. I couldn't even finish that movie.
It was all right.
It's, that's what I like about it. I love that director.
It's just fucking bizarre.
What's his name? Cuarón Alejandro.
Yeah.
He's done some really cool stuff.
He did Children of Men, right?
He did Children of Men. Yep.
That movie's fucking fantastic.
That's a good movie. That is a good movie.
Oh, no, it's not Cuarón. It's the other one. There's like a trio of Mexican like directors. It's
Whoa, the other guy. Spanish, buddy.
Alejandro Iñárritu. No, he's from Mexico. He's Mexican. It's
so
him.
Black man. He has a black face.
It's him, Alfonso Cuarón, and Guillermo del Toro all kind of like came in together. Like it was like a trio of Mexican directors.
Yeah, yeah.
Alejandro Iñárritu. Oh, okay. He did The Revenant.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And also another movie on my list that I wish I would have won.
Yeah, that was a great movie. He did.
Fuck,
Revenant.
That movie's so good.
He did 21 Grams and Amoros Perros. I don't know if you've seen that. That's really good. Mm-hmm. I think that was in Spanish. Amoros Perros is amazing. But he's done a lot of movies that I really liked. I like his style of shooting. Like he kind of like that whole long building, like brooding shots.
Uh-huh.
And Birdman was just such a weird fucking movie that just couldn't help but like it.
Hmm.
But what else? Birdman. I really liked Argo for similar reasons to like what for how I why I liked The Departed, because it's like it's that mix of like good tension but also like light enough to where it's like that real kind of like realistic comedy, like humor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And,
I just want to watch it. I didn't know it had that aspect.
Yeah, yeah. There's like, it's a weird movie because it's like it plays on like the whole like not kidnapped but the hostage thing.
Hostage, yeah.
But then it's also got this like weird Hollywood angle going at it too, which is, and John Goodman's in it and he's fucking great in the.
Isn't it a true story?
Yeah, it's based on a true story. It's not like true to the exact thing. Like it's
true events.
Yeah, it like takes liberties with some stuff, but for the most part, it's based on a real event. Like everything that's in it happened, but sometimes it's exaggerated. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, they kind of make parts surrounding that event.
Yeah, but let's see. I'm just gonna run through the other ones that are on my list because there's a lot and we're running long. So I got Godfather was a movie.
Yeah,
that one that's amazing.
Present wasn't picked. Yeah,
Rocky.
Yeah,
which is great.
That was on my list.
That's the one I left off.
Yeah, The Deer Hunter. Have you ever seen Deer Hunter?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that one
with De Niro, and that's a great
fucking
movie.
Russian roulette at the end.
Yeah. Oh my God. That movie's brutal. And that movie's like, it takes you on a journey. Like you start somewhere and you end in a whole different place.
Yeah, that one, that's like, that feels like fucking three movies in one too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Slumdog Millionaire. I really like Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. That's good.
There's a classic Forrest Gump.
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised none of you did that one. I was for
sure
thinking
you were
going to do
it. I thought that was the rule. We're going to supposed to leave it off.
Yeah.
I didn't include it. Because that was a given.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the other two I have on my honorable mention is Hurt Locker and King's Speech.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Hurt Locker was really good.
Yeah.
And King's Speech, I think just because it surprised me. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was going to be just this boring ass movie. And it turns out it was a really entertaining,
very charming
cool
movie.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like, I went into that movie thinking, like, I'm going to not like this movie. This is going to be fucking boring, blah, blah, blah. I don't like British people. Fuck all this shit. And it turns out it was really entertaining. It surprised the hell out of me.
It was really good.
Yeah, it had a lot more to it than I was expecting. So well, that's my honorable mentions. What do you got, Matt?
Let's see. Besides the ones you mentioned, I'll put on Unforgiven.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Fuck, I need to watch. I need to rewatch that movie because I saw it like a long time ago.
The movie's fucking good.
I was gonna watch it like last week, but It used to be on Netflix, but now it's not, apparently.
Yeah, it was on there for a while. I think it's gone.
Yeah.
I feel like that's his best Western.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Western fan.
I love Westerns.
But that is one of the few that I can get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then let's see. Schindler's List from 93.
Yeah, that's a good one.
2003, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh, Jesus.
I got fucking sucked into those. I was not expecting that. So I remember nerd. At the time when those came out, fucking my brother was working at Blockbuster and he would bring them home all the time. Uh-huh. And I gave him so much shit for the first one because I was like, you fucking nerd watching these fantasy
fucking
movies.
Nerd.
And then I ended up watching it because he like rented it so many times. And I just got fucking sucked into those. So I watched all of them.
So good.
But I don't like the Return of the King is not my favorite. I like the Two Towers the most. I feel like I wish that
won. But it's the only one that won. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But they were all three were nominated each year.
Yeah. Me and I think Reggie, when we were living together, me and Reggie went and saw the first one.
Yeah.
And in the theater. And I was like fighting, falling asleep. I was just like, ugh. It was so long. I was just like, oh, this isn't my bag, man. I'm not digging it.
It's funny. I remember, we went and saw the Two Towers at fucking Sam's Town. I think it was me, Mark, and Dave.
Okay.
We went to like a midnight screening for it.
Yeah, I know I didn't go.
Oh, it was so good.
That's funny.
And then
what else you got?
I think that's it. And then we talked about it a little bit, but Gladiator.
Yeah, Gladiator is good. Yeah. And that was one of those movies again. I said it earlier, but it was one of those movies like when it was getting a lot of hype, and I was just like, I don't see it.
Yeah,
I don't even want
exactly.
to see it.
I was the same way.
But when I actually did see it, I was like, shit, man, it was a good movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What about you, Sean? You got any honorable mentions?
Yes. The other two that I didn't put on there that didn't make the list was Platoon of 1986.
Platoon is good.
Solid movie. I love war movies, too. Yeah.
I like. I'm not a huge war movie fan, but I love Vietnam movies.
Yes, Vietnam era. Yeah, totally.
I think it's just because it's such like a murky. It's such a murky war, and like the
it's
movies.
Interesting. It's interesting. That whole thing is just like, what the fuck was happening during these years?
Exactly. So, and the movies can really play on that, which is what I like about it. It's not so cut and dry like World War II movies, where it's just like these are the good guys, these are the bad guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a little bit more gray area.
Yeah, totally. My other movie that I have on there was Rain Man.
Rain Man, solid movie.
1988, yep. Good old Hoffman scale.
The old Hoffman scale. For those uninitiated, about 10, 15 years ago, we started comparing things to Dustin Hoffman movies, and we had a whole scale of like Hook being the number one thing that you could be.
Rain Man was two.
Rain
Man
was best. Two.
Yeah, Hook, come on,
of course. Come on, bro.
It's fucking Dustin Hoffman at its best. Yeah.
Does it get any better than that?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't like a necessarily like 1 to 0 or like 1 to 10 thing. It was that's like the pinnacle kinda of like just, fun. And you know what I mean? It's just like that. So
whatever
you would compare,
Hoffman movie we can think of at the time.
Yeah.
You would compare other fun things to like Hook or like Tootsie or
that's
you know what I mean?
Funny. Yeah. That was before my time.
I have a list of movies that like that I thought should have won.
Yeah, I do too.
Better.
All right, go for it. I didn't make a list of that, so I'll just listen.
Okay. I'll go down the list here. So I have Saving Private Ryan.
Yep.
1998. That didn't win? That's crazy.
Did not win.
Shakespeare in Love won that year.
Oh, that's bullshit.
What the fuck?
Saving Private Ryan totally
Inglourious Bastards.
What year was that?
That's a good movie.
Dude, I love that movie.
It's not my favorite Tarantino movie, but it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
That's up there. That's up there for me. I fucking love Fargo. I wish that would have won.
Fargo is great. What won
Fargo
that year?
Fargo is so good. Let's see.
What year was it?
96. The English 96. Patient.
Oh, okay.
The English Patient.
Fucking thanks, Seinfeld.
You the dick English Patient.
That was pretty good. I think I also have, let's see what else. Good Will Hunting, Shawshank Redemption, which is one of my
I was gonna mention that one.
Probably top 10 movies, which is a great
Shawshank's
movie.
Great.
Fucking Forrest Gump won that year. God damn it.
That year was crazy.
That I'm not
was
surprised.
So many good movies that year.
Fucking
I think like
Pulp Fiction was nominated that year too.
I was gonna say,
that's crazy.
So it was Forrest Gump, Four Weddings and a Funeral, which was meh.
I never saw that one.
Pulp Fiction, which was great.
Yeah.
Fucking Quiz Show, which was a really good movie.
I never saw that.
I don't know if it's best movie of the year, but it was a really good movie. And fucking Shawshank. Like, those are four out of those five movies are really
solid.
Good.
Yeah. Like Shawshank's
one of the best. Yeah, if you haven't seen Quiz Show's pretty interesting. It's a cool movie. It's based on like I think it's a true story. I'm not sure. But basically,
I've never even heard of it.
It was like I think it was in the 50s, like a 50s like TV show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Basically a quiz show yeah. And they got caught like cheating.
Yeah,
so it's like this huge scandal thing, and it's like super tense. Like when that scene's going on, it's well done.
Anyway, the next one was Good Will Hunting. That year, the Titanic won.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting is the only one that I can think of off the top of my head that should have won that didn't. Good Will Hunting is another. That's one of my top three, like that, American Beauty, and yeah.
But besides that, I have Revenant and then Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a pretty solid movie too.
Yeah,
I like
Revenant's
that movie
great. Lot. Revenant was awesome.
Revenant, dude. I probably watched. We went and saw it in theaters, and mm-hmm. I probably watched it like twice since then, which mm-hmm. is kind of rare for me, especially for like a newer movie.
Yeah,
but I fucking love it. It's such a good movie.
I'm looking at that list now, and it's fucking. In 2002, Gangs of New York lost out to Chicago, yep. which is a goddamn trash.
Yeah, Gangs should have won.
Gangs was amazing.
Or
and
Lord
the other
of the
movies
Rings.
In that. Yeah, the other four, any of those other four movies, maybe except for Lord of the Rings, is better. So The Hours was a really good movie, and The Pianist, which by Polanski.
The Pianist,
which Adrian Brody
was great with Debussy.
Adrian Brody was amazing in that movie.
Yeah, I heard you got a lot of praise for that.
That was good. But what you got any other ones, Matt?
Yeah, I got a little list. So for 1989, Driving Miss Daisy won. But I feel mm-hmm. that Field of Dreams should have won that year.
Oh, shit. Yeah, how
Dude,
did
look
I
at, looking at that, I would think I would pick either My Left Foot or Born on the 4th of July over Field of Dreams and Driving Miss Daisy. Dude, My Left Foot's great.
Another Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I've heard good things about it.
Yo, just start at first movie he made and just watch them all. Yeah. They're all fucking amazing. They're all good.
Let's see. What else? You already said Shawshank, which was 94. Saving Private Ryan, 98. 2000 mm-hmm. was Gladiator 1. But I feel like Traffic should have won. Traffic was fucking good.
Traffic was really good. That was a heavy movie.
Yeah, that movie was fucking a lot to take.
Yeah. That one's all right, though, because I think that was the only other movie, I think, looking at those ones.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot that year.
Yeah, I mean, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was cool, but I don't think it's best picture cool.
No.
But Gladiator and Traffic are good.
Yeah. Then, 2002 was Gangs of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But Chicago won. 2007, like I mentioned earlier, There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
2008, Slumdog Millionaire won. But I liked Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I fucking love that movie.
I could see either of those win.
I just love David Finch. Like, whatever he does, I'll fucking watch.
Yeah. I think I liked like Slumdog just because it was such a different type of movie.
Yeah, that movie had a lot of hype around it when it came out.
Yeah, and the colors are really cool. Like, just I like the way Danny Boyle shoots movies too. Yeah. Like, he does like cool stuff. And, he's got a good vision.
Yeah, let's see.
Fucking District 9 should have won over the Hurt Locker. Nah.
I was about to say, I feel fucking Up should have won that year. That would have been amazing for
an
animated picture.
That would have been pretty cool.
District 9 was a great movie though.
Yeah, the movie was good.
District 9 was awesome.
Then 2012, when Argo won, I feel like mm-hmm. Zero Dark Thirty should have won. I loved Zero Dark Thirty.
Zero Dark Thirty was all right. I liked Argo better.
And
I like Django a lot that year.
Django, which one was? Oh,
fucking
Django Unchained.
Yeah, Django Unchained.
Yeah.
I
was
thinking
of that
was
fucking
a really good movie.
Animated movie with
forgot about that.
The little lizard.
even Life of Pi. I really enjoyed Life of Pi too.
Yeah, that one was good too. I like that
Ang Lee movie. Yeah.
Then let's see, 2013, 12 Years a Slave won, which is really good, but I like Dallas Buyers Club a lot. That movie was really good.
Dallas Buyers Club. I think Dallas Buyers Club was great for its performances. I don't know if it's great for its like story and movie, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see it. But
I think it was such like an actor's movie.
Yeah, it's definitely Matthew McConaughey's best.
He did such a good job of that movie. Jared Leto was amazing in that too.
Yeah, him as well.
Yeah.
And then my last.
There's a couple good movies that year. Like, I really enjoyed Her, and Nebraska was.
Yeah, Nebraska was really good.
Yeah. And even Captain Phillips, which I put off watching for a long ass time.
It was all right.
It was a pretty good movie. It was an enjoyable, like, tense kind of movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the greatest movie ever, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
And then my last one for 2014, Birdman 1. But I liked Whiplash a little more.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about Whiplash.
I feel like you guys would be, that'd be right up your guys' alley, but since you guys are drummers.
See, I think that's what kind of, so not annoyed me with though. It, but just like, yeah, like, because it's like when, like, you know, if something's like right up, like, if you know something a lot,
you can
like really well.
Yeah.
And there's just like little things where I'm just like, yeah, I don't know about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see it.
Yeah. But it's still a good movie. I don't think it wasn't like my favorite movie.
Oh, man. That movie made me so fucking intense.
It was.
With J.K. Simmons. You fucking made me sweat in that movie.
What kind of movie is it? What?
Miles Teller is he's in college. He's becoming a jazz player for, I think he's trying to be like on the studio band.
Yeah, and like a drummer. He's like a drummer.
And J.K. Simmons is the coach, I guess, or whatever you call it.
What the hell's the word? With the C.
I can't think of it.
I want to say I'm composer, but it's not composer.
Yeah, it's something like that. But he's just a fucking hard-ass teacher. Like, he fucking wants the best out of everybody and will go to any lengths
maestro.
To get it. Yeah. You should check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
And I like the camera stuff that they do, like that the director guy does.
Yeah,
he does like interesting things. He's the one that did La La Land too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Damien. I heard there's a lot of like, yeah, I heard there's a lot of cool type of shit like that in there too.
Yeah.
Which going into our predictions, do you think La La Land's gonna win Best Picture?
I don't think so. Maybe between that or Moonlight.
See, I've seen Arrival and Hell or High Water. I really like
I've
both
only
of those.
Seen Hell or High Water. That's it.
I really like both of those movies a lot.
Yeah.
I think I like Arrival better than Hell or High Water.
I like Hell more.
There's so much hype about La La Land, and usually when there's like hype about a musical, it usually wins.
Yeah, it's just because it's so different.
Yeah, but there's also the backlash like last year with like. So little minorities that I feel like that might play into this year.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to give it to like, not like give it to them, but I think that might sway people's mind a little bit.
Yeah.
If there's like, oh, I like both of those movies equally, they might sway towards like a more minority laced movie.
Mm-hmm.
How are the winners picked? Is it like a fucking public vote? Who votes for this shit? I never knew that.
It's the,
Is it like a board of like?
It's whatever? Yeah, it's like a board. I don't know how to like explain it. Like, there's like members, and if you've won an award, you get to vote.
Yeah, I'm not sure
really
how you get to vote, but
yeah,
that's
bizarre. It's like some sort of secret society type of shit.
Yeah,
strange.
Yeah. So,
All right.
So who would you want to win?
Looking at that list, It's hard to say because I haven't seen them all.
Yeah.
So I think the movie that I'm most excited about seeing on that list is either Manchester by the Sea or Hacksaw Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like Manchester's getting a little too overhyped.
Yeah.
I've seen.
I really like Casey Affleck.
I've seen all the movies on the list besides Hacksaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Manchester, it's going to be either Manchester, La La Land, and Moonlight. Which are all getting hyped up a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel Manchester was not such a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But like the performances were pretty good, but.
And that's what I think. I think what might happen is like someone will win an award for the acting, but it won't win Best Picture.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies like that this year where the performances blew everyone out of the water, but the movies themselves weren't spectacular.
Yeah.
Like with Fences.
If I were to take a stab, I'm going to say Moonlight is going to win.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like Moonlight will win. They won the Golden Globe for Best Picture too, didn't they?
I thought La La Land won.
No, did they?
Or
no,
La La
they,
Land
won,
for,
they won. They
won
for
Best
Musical.
Comedy or musical.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah.
I think Moonlight.
Yes, I think
drama.
Moonlight won. Yeah. Yeah. So
I feel like the movie that's getting like not a lot of attention is Lion. Lion is a fucking good movie.
I haven't even I haven't heard much about that either.
And so if you don't cry really at the end of Lion, you're a soulless piece of shit.
What's that even about?
It's about a kid. It's a younger kid and his older brother. They're going around kind of like scrounging for money, doing like any little job they can. Mm-hmm. And they go to the train station late at night to kind of like find change on the floor of the tracks and stuff, or the trains themselves.
Okay.
And the older brother tells the kid to stay put while he goes off and does it, because the little kid's, you know, he's too young. He's starting to pass out. He's falling asleep and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he wakes up like an hour later or so, and he can't find his brother anywhere. So he starts to look and gets on a train. And then that train actually starts to take off, and he gets stuck on it. And it goes like 1,000 miles away from his house. And he's 5 years old, and he gets to a new country that no one speaks the same language as him. And he's like totally lost.
Yes, I know the movie now.
Yeah.
I remember seeing something about it. I think I remember, I watched the Golden Globes. And I think I remember the little like piece they did on it now.
Yeah. And the guy from, what's the actor? He was in Slumdog Millionaire. He's the main star.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I remember, because I remember him.
Yeah.
Him, and then there's like a little kid.
Yeah, that little kid. Yeah. He's really like good.
Amazing in it. Yeah.
Yeah, he does great for a 5-year-old or however old he is.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. Any other picks? I don't really know. Like, it's hard because I haven't really watched so many of these yet.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like have an opinion on them. You know what I mean?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I kind of feel like Moonlight will probably win it, but I hope Lion gets it.
Gotcha. I think that's probably what's going to happen.
I think Fences would be kind of a long shot, but I would be thrilled if that one won too.
Like that movie,
Denzel Washington, fucking is amazing, and Viola Davis is fucking spectacular. They probably have the best performances.
I remember hearing about that movie and not like really thinking much of it, and then I saw like a preview or something about it, and I was like, oh shit, that looks fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like kind of surprised. Like, I didn't really think much of it at all, and then I finally saw something on it, and I was like, oh no, that looks interesting.
Yeah. I feel like if you love Tarantino films, Fences will be right up your alley, because it's just long stretches of dialogue and you just get hooked. You're just like hanging on every word they say because you just love the characters and what they're talking about and how they work off each other.
I think I heard something about that where it's just like they would just ad lib shit for like 20 minutes.
And yeah.
If it worked, it worked. If it didn't, they cut it type of shit.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Those dialogue scenes go on for like a good 20 minutes sometimes.
That's nuts. Ugh. Well, let's recap. So our 9 picks, we had number 1, Matt chose No Country for Old Men. I chose American Beauty, number 2. Sean had Dances with Wolves, followed up by Bravehearts. My next pick was On the Waterfront. And then Matt had 2 back-to-back. He did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and then Spotlight. I was number 8 with The Departed. And Sean finished it out with Titanic, the big surprise of the night.
Did not see that coming.
No, I didn't. I was not expecting that at all.
What did you think I was going to pick?
I don't know.
I swore one of you guys were going to pick Forrest Gump. I thought that was a good one.
I left that off on purpose.
Yeah, I had... I think I was like... I was teetering on it, but there's... Like, I really like Forrest Gump, but there's all those other movies that I listed, even like the honorable mentions, I think I like more than Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I like Forrest Gump probably better than any other movie suggested. But I just left it off. It's because like, yeah, it's a given. I'll just go freeball it.
That's so funny.
Well, he totally got us.
Yeah.
You got gumped. I'm recording.
Recording. Okay, cool. Oh, God.
You son of a bitch, man.
Oh, God.
I'm recording right now.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to start that again. I remember that we were going to do the Oscar picks
after
our, things afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'll just edit this.
All right.